You are listening to Geek World on KCLA-FM.com with your superhero, super hosts, Anime and Dave, here to bring you the best in the world of geek. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about the Wii Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. Call of Duty 3 on the Nintendo Wii.
And since I just got back from the Adult Video Expo, I'll be talking a little bit about that next week. We'll actually be able to play some of the interviews I got with some lovely, lovely porn stars.
Nice.
That should be a blast.
Too bad it's not on video.
I know, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then we've got some friends in the room today. We've got our buddy from the Grab Bag Show.
That's right.
What's up?
Oops
in the house.
And Derek.
Oops and Derek. That's it's
Derek. We don't know you.
Yeah, it's and well
Oops and
good
Derek,
to have you both
you know?
Though. Oops and Derek. That sounds kinda like a PlayStation game like Ratchet and Clank or something or
yeah.
Jack and Daxter, right? Oops and Derek. That sounds pretty cool.
Guys, you're going to be a game now.
Yeah,
Oops and Derek. So,
that's kind of cool.
You're going to have some like cool guns that are... They got to be like ratchet guns.
Right,
where, like, they
right. Turn things into weird stuff, yeah.
Lightsabers?
Lightsabers?
Yeah, could
work. Yeah.
Chainsaws.
We're starting always a revolution chainsaws. Right here on the radio.
Anyway, so why don't we start off with a little bit of a Call of Duty?
Oh,
we
gosh, I have to call about this.
Wii.
Yeah, we finally got a Wii, and of course, the first game I decided to get was Call of Duty 3 for it. I tell you what, I kind of wish it wasn't the first game I got.
Well, you know, the first game we actually played was bowling on Wii Sports, but kick butt. I kick butt.
Well, there must have been some sort of problem with the Wiimote because somehow Anime beat me. I don't know how that happened, but I'm guessing it was some kind of glitch in the Wii scoring program, most likely, right? Was that
No. I'm just better than you.
All right. Well, you know, no, you're not. It's just these things happen once in a time. Anyway, let's talk about Call of Duty. I'd much rather talk about that. Okay, Call of Duty 3 for the Wii. You know, my initial review was my arm hurts. I believe it was my initial review. So you use the Wiimote, and it's a revolutionary way to do a first-person shooter. That's kind of why I wanted to get it, because I was a huge first-person shooter fan growing
up.
And
right.
I still like first-person shooters, you know, not as much as I used to, but I still really enjoy them. And what's really cool about it is, you know, you use the Wiimote, and the Wiimote acts as basically your eyes for the entire environment.
Right.
So, you know, anytime you need to look around, you just move the Wiimote to the left or right. And it also works as your gun, essentially.
Ooh.
So you just kind of point the screen and fire. Problem is, like I said, because it is like how you see the world, you kind of have to constantly have it pointed at the screen like all the time and always moving.
So how's your arm?
So your shoulder arm is going to start hurting if, like me, you're dumb enough to actually have your hand, you know, or have your entire arm straight towards the TV. Like in the first few minutes, your arm will start hurting.
Wish I'd been there to
yeah,
see that.
Yeah, I'm like, God, this is weird. And then you try all kinds of weird ways, you know, and how to, like, you think you can hold it, you know, you try the whole, like, you know, like how cops hold the flashlight and a gun, you know, like
right.
together on your wrist, but that doesn't really work either. It's just really difficult. And you use the nunchuck attachment to actually move your character. It's a little analog stick there. And so you kind of have to learn when you first get it. And hopefully people, before you get this, you listen to me, you can actually like kind of either leverage your elbow against your knee and kind of use it like that. Or after a few hours, you can just like basically be slouched on your couch, like with the damn controller, like against your lap and just like, you know, after a while you're like, oh, this hurts so much. But, so protect your shoulder and arm while using this Call of Duty, because you're going to have to use, you know, because you can't point the controller down, you know, you have to constantly be pointing at the screen or you're not going to see anything and get killed by Nazis.
A new generation.
And who wants to get killed by Nazis?
This is
exactly.
Totally
a whole new generation of problems.
I mean, we've already had a whole new generation of problems with people crashing their Wiimotes into the TV.
Yeah.
And now it's going to be complete arm injury action.
Yeah. Or shoulder injury.
Yeah.
So be careful with that. But once you get into that, you know, it is kind of fun. You know, I haven't played a Call of Duty game, I think, since like the very first one that came out for PlayStation 2 or 1
right.
or something. You know, because I don't usually like to play military games that are actually in the real world or, you know, or at one point were in the real world. But
right.
I did enjoy kind of in a weird way. I enjoyed that the first gun you get is like an M1 rifle. And I actually have shot one of those guns, you know.
Oh.
back in the old days when I first learned how to fire a weapon. I think that was the first one. So I like that a little bit, you know.
That's cool. That
really has nothing to do with the video game whatsoever.
Absolutely nothing.
You know, I do like a few things about it. The control scheme I really enjoy for the most part. You hold the Wiimote, you know, towards the screen and use a little B trigger to fire, and then you use the A button, which is pretty much right there where your thumb will be, and you use that to like aim down the scope. So that's really cool. Yeah. And then, you know, there's like a plus and minus button that you use to either reload or pick up weapons. And then you got your other little button 1 and 2, which when you invert the controller would be like your BA button on a regular Nintendo controller.
Right.
But those buttons, like, you know, they'll pull up like your mission and stuff. And then your nunchuck is your little nunchuck analog attachment's really cool because it's got two little buttons on there. One can make you crouch, you know, when you're like in a gunfight, or it can make you jump. And also you can just kind of move the nunchuck to the left to like reload.
Cool.
But probably my favorite part is being able to melee just by like shooting, like not shooting, what's the correct word, just by essentially like stabbing the air forward with your Wiimote. You know what I mean? You just like, you know, just like someone's trying to get you, you just go and you know, like you're actually hitting them. I don't know any other way to describe it. Like you're punching the air with your Wiimote. That's how kind of how you do a melee attack. So that's kind of cool. I enjoy that. But,
cool.
You know, but it has some downsides, but it also, it has some really innovative stuff too. What I like at first, when you start driving, you have like a driving thing, right?
Right.
And now see, when I've driven with the Wii before, I've driven like using Excite Truck.
Uh-huh.
And in that you hold the Wiimote horizontally and use that as a steering wheel. Well, the way they do it for Call of Duty is you basically hold the Wiimote in your right hand at like 3 o'clock on a wheel.
Right.
And then you use the nunchuck and hold that in your left hand like 9 o'clock on this wheel, which by the way, you're now making the wheel yourself, you know, as long as there's a wheel there. And so you kind of have to drive like that. And it's, you know, it's a little confusing at first because, you know, it's kind of hard because there's nothing really there. You know what I mean?
Right,
You're just kind of making, you know, making it up as you go along, but you can kind of get used to it and it kind of gets fun after a while. So, though I kind of enjoy the inverted controller a little more, I think.
Now, is this a game that you can play 2-player on?
No, it's not. It's only a first-player game.
Okay.
And also, you can't play it on the web over people. It's only at home. Not like the PS3 or Xbox version.
Right. Okay. By the way, when is that that game with all the mini games coming out? I want to know when
we
can get our second Wii remote.
I think Wii Play comes out like next month, maybe.
Okay. Because right now you really can't find a second Wiimote.
Yeah, it's really difficult.
I don't even know if they're selling them, are they?
I think they're selling them, yeah, but you got to kind of just call places and hope to find one, I think.
As hard to find as the actual Wii itself.
I know, oh gosh.
We were lucky
Lucked
to actually finally
one.
Get our Wii.
Yeah, totally by accident. You basically just have to call all your retailers every day and see when one will come in.
Right.
It's pretty much whenever, so good luck. But, you know, I did enjoy some fun things. Like, there's this one mission where you have to set up, like, C4. And I don't know if it's actually C4 back then in World War II. But on these, like, big guns that the Nazis have. And you basically have to, like, going through the motions. You like that? Oh, it kind of will fit with the song we're going to do later. I like that. You have to go through the motion, you know, like you have to, you put a pin inside. Okay, so you take the analog, your little analog nunchuck, and you like, you move it forward towards the TV, and that like places the bomb, right?
Right.
And then you put this pin in, and then you have to move the analog stick like clockwise, and then your guy will like actually turn the pin in, and then you have to, you know, it's like, it's basically like you're setting up this bomb. You have to go through all these little motions. So stuff like that's really fun and really innovative. But I think, ooh, did our sound just go up? I hear something in my earphones.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's really interesting. So I like how innovative it is. But, you know, I hope the American government's listening right now. When I played this, I think I killed more of my own men than the actual Nazis. It was kind of difficult, though I deciphered later on that the Nazis are the ones coming towards me, and my own men are the ones moving away from me. So, what is that sound?
I don't know.
Can we, like, move that down, or is that necessary to be like that?
Apparently it's necessary to be like that.
Yeah, well, it sounds like butt. I wonder if it sounds like that for everyone else. It's in my ear, like, there's a bee in my ear. Oh, God, now it's in my right ear, my left ear, my right ear, my left ear, right, left. Okay. Anyway, I'm sure everyone at home, it sounds okay.
I hope so.
But, you know, at the same time, in the end, after playing the this game, I kind of enjoyed it as much as I didn't enjoy it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it, I enjoyed some, I don't know, it's just, aiming wasn't always easy. I can make fun of you. Aiming isn't always easy, and, also, you know, just your damn arm's gonna hurt if you're not careful. And I just don't really like these games that much to begin with, the Call of Duty games.
Right.
But it is pretty enjoyable. So as long as you have a very strong shoulder, and if you like these games, it's a very new, innovative way of playing. And I think that first-person shooters are going to be really great on the Wii. I just kind of wish, like I said before, this wasn't, like, the first game I actually tried.
Right.
I think, like, for instance, if they made, like, Doom or something, it would be really cool. So I think almost like if they had some kind of way where, like, you didn't have to, like, I don't know, if you can somehow, like, standardize, like, your eyesight if you wanted to by, like, holding down a button. Thank you very much. Did I just get, like, punked or something? Was that the whole point of that?
No, but remind me to turn this back up when we're leaving.
Okay.
Apparently it's supposed to be up.
I guess so, but jeez. All right, but there we go. I don't know. That's it. Call of Duty. So throwing grenades is fun. The end.
The Wii also has fun things just when you're setting up. You create Miis.
Yeah.
And Miis, you can make them look however you want. They're, you know, obviously silly looking little beings, but...
So we're going to have to, once we get on the net, we're going to have, people are going to have to come and talk to our Miis.
Yeah, anime.
And what is it, knives? Yeah. I made one that looks like millions from Trigun. And I invented a new me, but I'll have to unveil that on the next show.
Absolutely.
Very exciting.
Anyways, we are going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll be back.
He's back.
We'll be talking a little bit about my experience at the Adult Video Expo.
Nice. And probably some other, like, new stuff if we have time.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what's new in the world of geek. So sit back, relax, and we'll be right back with you.
See ya.
We are back on Geek World with KCLA FM with your superhero, super hosts, Anime and Dave. And now, the unveiling of my experience at the Adult Video Expo.
Oh, can you kind of say it slow and in kind of a sexy voice?
Adult Video Expo.
Nice, I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Keep on going, baby. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, sorry. Ooh, I got a little off there. Okay, go on. Very professional here.
So, what's more geektastic than porn stars?
Pretty much nothing. All the rest of...
Porn stars and CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, all in one place at one time.
If that's not a geek stream, I don't know what is.
Let me tell you, the adult show ends up filled with CES geeks all coming over.
I can imagine.
It's bizarre. It's like, you just see them there and you're like, I know where you just came from. Anyway, so lots of beautiful porn stars, lots of large porn stars, I guess
that's kind of weird.
It really is. It was
like
kind of
large,
bizarre.
Like, what do you mean? Like just big?
Chunky.
Really?
Yeah, chunky seems to be the trend. I mean, of course, there's all, like, the, like, stick figure. Like, there are a lot of really beautiful girls that you're like, how did you get into this industry? It's like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I mean, but there are just a lot. There was a lot of chunk, a lot more than I expected.
That's kind of odd.
Yeah, totally.
I guess there's not as much meth anymore, huh?
Yeah, well, it's kind of like you got the two extremes. There's no one, like, there's no one that's just curvy and
there's
beautiful.
There's no happy medium.
Yeah, but... But it's definitely a great show, very unique. I was actually there with work, and let me give you a little plug here. If you're looking for something great to get for Valentine's Day, there are some great CDs of erotica on audio.
Oh, really?
It's called Sounds Romantic, and you can check it out at www.soundsmedia.com. That's www.soundsmedia.com.
That sounds hot.
Check that out for some great CDs of audio erotica stories.
Oh, yeah, baby. By the fire.
Anyways, so there were actually a lot of really cool products. We were next to this booth called Oh My Bod that has...
Oh My what?
Oh My Bod.
Oh My Bod?
Oh My Bod. And they attach vibrators to your iPod.
Oh my gosh.
When the music plays,
what?
The vibrator goes, and it's actually really cool with the Sounds Romantic CD because every time it pauses, the vibrating pauses. So it's kind of, it's crazy.
I bet if you downloaded the first season of the very first episode of Lost, that would be kind of crazy, right? With that whole plane crash.
Yeah, well,
that would kind of
the volume, anytime the volume changes.
Jeez.
I
think you'd be down.
Changes.
You'd probably be down for the count in the first 2 minutes if you downloaded that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Man, do we have... by the way, is this a family show? I don't recall.
No.
Okay, good.
It's whatever kind of show we want it to be.
Well, I'm sure that Steve Jobs unveiled that little doohickey right after the iPhone.
Oh, right.
It was the iPhone and then the sex toy that you can plug into the iPod.
Anyways, the Adult Entertainment Expo is actually kind of creepy to go to. It's kind of better to be in the business-to-business section where the fans can't get in because all those
funny
little fanboys, oh, my God, they're cluttered. And let me tell you, if you are a female... It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you're wearing. If you're a female and you don't have white hair, or maybe if you even do have white hair, you will get hit on.
Wow.
You will get asked, what's your latest movie?
No way.
You will be asked, you interested in doing movies?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Huh. Jeez.
Probably my best was when a guy came up and started rubbing my back and he whispered in my ear, hey, what turns you on? And I go... My boyfriend.
That is so funny. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, geez.
It's definitely an experience and an experience that every geek should have.
I would think. An experience I would love to have. You know,
there are plenty of scantily clad women. Unfortunately, some of them should have put far more clothes on.
Oh.
The really funny thing, though, is that For the people that are least likely to keep their clothes on, they were in Vegas, like, the coldest day of the year. Oh, my gosh. I was in, like, scarves and sweatshirts.
Wow.
I was, like, layering up. It was freezing in Vegas.
It wasn't like it was snowing or anything, right?
It actually flurried.
Really?
It did. It
flurried. My gosh. You don't expect that, huh?
Not at all. It's like, come on, I'm in Vegas.
Seriously, right? I mean, come on. That's crazy.
Yeah. But anyways, it's held at the Sands Expo Center, and the Avian Awards are going on tonight. They are at the Mandalay Bay, as well as Internext is also at the Mandalay Bay, and that kind of mixes geek-tastic CES world with the adult industry.
Well,
so
I'm going to have to go on avian.com after, because I got some money riding on the best transsexual midget porn scene, and I really think I'm going to win this year.
The great thing is I was able to get some interviews with some of the porn stars about their favorite video games and who they think will win the console wars. But we're going to have to wait until next week to hear those. So.
Oh, wow. I can't wait for that. That sounds great.
Yeah. It's always super crowded at the expo. Tons of people there. It just gets more and more as the days go on. And
oh, my. Anime at AVN. You know, I someday hope to be as cool as you, anime.
Maybe you will be.
Jeez.
Maybe.
Jeez.
AVN,
gosh. Well, you know, all of us other guys can just hope and dream that someday we can make it there. It's kind of like heaven for pretty much any guy. I would say probably that and Playboy Mansion would probably be the two places that.
That's where I'm heading for next.
That's
I'm hoping
like,
to get there next.
It's kind of like the American men's mecca, I think, actually, would probably be AVN or the... I would say the Playboy Mansion would
Playboy
be the
Mansion.
American man's mecca.
The closest
definitely.
I've gotten so far was, you know, while I was at the Adult Expo, I got to go to a private Club Jenna party at the Playboy Club.
Club Jenna?
The
what
really
you mean, like...
Jenna Jameson.
Jenna Jameson?
Jenna Jameson.
Like, what?
So she's got a new little bob, and she's there with Tito.
Tito Puente?
Tito Ortiz.
Oh, you mean the Ultimate Fighting guy?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that guy's cool. He was in that silly Jet Li movie. What was it? Jet Li? Oh, Cradle to the Grave.
Oh,
that's what I'm thinking
of. Let's not talk about that movie.
With DMX.
But
Hiroshimas. Sorry.
Oh, God. The really cool thing, though, was Jenna was the first person to get the key to the Playboy Club.
Nice.
So she officially has the key to the Playboy Club.
That's pretty much better than any key to any city. And anywhere, ever.
Of course, it makes sense because Jenna did sell her Club Jenna Empire to Playboy.
Oh, wow. So, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it happened a little while ago.
Hey, she's got to be like the biggest porn star ever, right?
Absolutely, sure. Undoubtedly.
I can't imagine anyone else bigger.
And you know what? She will be working with Sounds Publishing.
What?
To publish a book of erotica.
Whoa.
Called Jenna Tales, Erotica for the Woman on Top. So keep an eye out for that. We're planning on having two books out in the spring.
Well, my genitals quiver for that. That was terrible.
Terrible.
That's so wonderful. Well, I don't know what to say. I am in shock, in awe, and with
just
great respect.
Just sit there with your mouth agape. Anyway, so that's pretty much
that's
the recap
AVN,
of my time at AVN. So why don't you tell us a little bit about some news in the world of geek?
Yeah, so you were at AVN for a week, and I was playing Call of Duty 3 on the Wii, huh?
I got boobies. You got
fake
guns.
I don't think there's a god, actually. I think I've just decided that. That's just wrong. Yeah. That's just really, really wrong on so many levels. Well, there is news, none of which are as cool as the AVN Awards.
None of which are
we can
as cool
anyway.
As my hugs from porn stars.
I guess first and foremost, the big news that everyone's talking about, other than the iPhone, which if we get time we can chat about, but is the there's going to be two movies called Avatar coming out next year. One will be a huge sci-fi, like $200 million type epic by James Cameron,
uh-huh.
And one will be a
live
a
action
movie.
Of the anime.
Well, it will be a live action version of the. Can you even consider it an anime? The Nickelodeon cartoon Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Was it created for Nickelodeon?
Yeah, I think it was actually. I think it was created by two American guys. I'm pretty sure it's just kind of like an
style.
Anime. Yeah, it's like an anime, but like an American
interesting.
Anime. M. Night Shyamalan. Shyamalan. How do you say his name? M. Night
Shyamalan.
Shyamalan. Anyway, he will be directing it. Of course, we all know him from Sixth Sense, Unbreakable,
Signs.
The Village, Signs. Yeah, pretty
Lady
much after
water.
Unbreakable, I could care less about M. Night. I'm actually a little upset about this. I really like Avatar: The Last Airbender, and I'm really worried that, you know, they're going to make the live version, and you're not going to see any special effects because they spent all the money on M. Night, like, writing, producing, and directing. He got I'm guessing he's going to get $20 million per each thing that he's going to do.
Right.
And so all the special effects are going to be, you know, like, not on camera like every other movie he does, and it's just going to be a mess. But hopefully it'll be good. And he's already signed on for a 3-picture deal. It'll be the first time that he's ever done something that he won't be actually creating. So, and
wait, the Avatar is going to be 3 pictures?
Supposedly, yeah. They got him signed for a 3-picture deal for Avatar. So we'll be seeing some of... what's the main character's name on that?
Aang.
We'll be seeing some Aang and that flying bison of his pretty soon,
that
huh?
That bison was cool. I forget what that's called.
Yeah, I don't
we
remember
totally
either.
We totally need to get those
Appa? Is it Appa?
Appa.
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 Yeah, Appa.
Appa's
yeah, that's
awesome.
It.
We just need to own those, though.
They're awesome. They're really good. They're really cool.
We highly recommend Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Yeah, definitely. And James Cameron is going to be this movie that he's shooting with a new 3D digital format.
Uh-huh.
So the whole thing is going to be shot, and you're going to be able to see it in 3D, and it's going to blend these unique worlds and unique creatures using these new capture techniques. And what's cool about it is, you know, how they'll have a guy like Andy Serkis, you know, who played like Gollum.
Right.
You know, they're going to have a guy with all the little sensors on him, but James Cameron will actually be able to watch the whole shoot going down and be able to watch a monitor and see that actor as that character while they're shooting it. That's
Yay.
How advanced the technology's gotten, and with all the backgrounds that they've created. So
really?
I think it's going to be pretty amazing. Yeah, I kind of heard what it's about. It's kind of crazy, actually. I got to find out exactly where they say what it's about, but it's kind of like in the future, and there's like people who can kind of, I don't really know, but I know that they can somehow send their mind over to another planet where they can control this huge Martian type body and fight fight the aliens that I suppose are evil on that planet, but they're like controlling it, and so that's, you know, that's what an avatar is. It's
right.
like another a version of yourself, and so that's kind of what it's about. So I don't know, it might be really cool.
Okay. Well, that is all the time we have for
this show.
Oh,
no, that's it?
That is it.
Oh.
You've been listening to Geek World on KCLAFM.com with Anime and Dave. If you do want to get in touch with us, don't forget you can send us an email to animeontheradio@yahoo.com. That's A-N-N-A-M-A-Y on the radio at yahoo.com. Or check out our MySpace page at myspace.com/geekworld. Don't forget to stay tuned after our show for the Boogie Child Show with the Boogie Child.
Hey, can I just say one thing real quick before we go? I'd just like to say that one of our favorite creators, Joss Whedon, who's created, of course, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Angel, and the Firefly series, might be directing an episode of The Office this year.
Very cool.
So I'm pretty excited about that.
Very cool. Anyways, so we are taking you out with two songs. I gave Dave the task of setting up our CD for the end of the show.
Oh, yeah. Bad mistake.
So we will be playing The Diary of Jane, the acoustic version by Breaking Benjamin off the album Phobia, and Going Through the Motions off the Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the musical soundtrack.
Once more with Feeling.
So,
with Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Sit back, relax.
Starve happily never after.
And enjoy.
The Grudge. And Scooby-Doo.